We are very great tzvos and kavod to introduce Rav Tzvi Berkowitz Shlita. In 1938, Rav Elchanan Wasserman came to Baltimore, and there was a parlor meeting that was held in his honor. And at this parlor meeting, Rav Ruderman got up to introduce him, and on the way, Rav Elchanan stopped him, and he whispered to him, he begged him, he said, "Please don't introduce me, please don't say anything about me." So Rav Ruderman continued to the podium, and you know, he couldn't not say anything, so B'chachmasai, he quoted a Zayar. He said that the Zayar writes that there are two types of Talmid Chachamim. There's a Talmid Chacham who's a B'chinas Shabbos, and a Talmid Chacham who's a B'chinas Yomtev. What's the difference between Shabbos and Yomtev? Yomtev is something that we're Mekadosh. Klal Yisrael is Mekadosh through Kviyas HaChodesh, but Shabbos is Kodesh Me'elav. We're not involved in the Kiddush of Shabbos. And he said, Rav Elchanan is from those Talmid Chachamim that are B'chinas Shabbos. They don't need any introduction. They don't need our Kiddush. They're tired. Their own Torah is Mekadosh themselves. And Rabbi Berkowitz is definitely from those Talmid Chachamim that are B'chinas Shabbos and don't require any Kiddush, don't require any introduction. But just on a personal note, it's very meaningful for me, for us, to have Rabbi Berkowitz here speaking the shul. After all, he gave us a tremendous amount of Eitzah v'Hadracha throughout this whole journey of building this Mikdash Ma'at, and we really wouldn't be here today without him. He was available for us at any time, like he's available for all of his Talmidim, and we're grateful to him, and it's really a schus to have him here tonight. One of the last places in the world where you could feel the Ruach, the atmosphere of Elul, is in the yeshivas. It's true in any yeshiva, but Befrat in Yeshivas Ner Yisrael, it's a place where Reb David Kronglas Zatzal infused the yeshiva with a ruach of Elul. And it's felt ad hayom hazeh, over 50 years after his p'tira, you can still feel this ruach. And we're not all zeicha to be in the yeshiva during Elul, so we're grateful that the yeshiva came to us to share some of that ruach of Elul through the Divrei Sagaris.
Shustamar the Asra. I think everyone could imagine that someone who was anticipating an audit or some kind of an investigation, anticipating standing trial, that a person is full of apprehension, concern, fear, full of pachad, because a person doesn't know what the outcome is going to be. He knows there's going to be scrutiny. He doesn't know what to expect. And depending on what's at stake, that will determine the level of the person's pachad. So when a person feels that as much as he may say to himself, I'm more or less innocent, there's nothing really here, but afalpichein, the fact that there's an investigation studying every prat of the person, depending on what they're investigating, and of course, the higher the stakes, the greater the pachad. So a person is filled with this feeling, and perhaps overcome by this feeling, that really affects him, his entire day, his entire way of living. He can't really be Mesiach Das from this, because the fear of the unknown and what's at stake is something that's so overwhelming that it overshadows kemat everything else that goes on in the person's life. He no longer has a feeling of being secure and stable, because he knows that there is nothing that guarantees that whatever he has, he will continue to have. And this could range from financial matters, health, life itself. And this would dominate the person's mind and it would affect the way he lives his life. As he goes through his day, perhaps he can push it to the back of his mind, but it's also going to have an effect on the way he deals with things, because his perspective on how he looks at different things in life will be affected by this. Perhaps it'll force him to prioritize, or perhaps it'll give him a better and more accurate picture of how to look at things, make judgments differently, but it's certainly going to affect the way he thinks and the way he lives his life. When we approach the Yemei HaDin Rosh Hashanah, so Klal Yisrael's approach to the Yom HaDin is certainly filled with pachad. The davening constantly refers to the pachad of the Yom HaDin, all the aspects that are being judged. And that's a hergish that both as an ummah and as yechidim, we have. The whole world is being judged, every individual. So the pachad is there. The pachad of the Yom HaDin is there. There's nothing that's overlooked. We don't really have any feelings that we could defend every single thing. So there's certainly room for that pachad to envelop us. But Klal Yisrael's gisha to Rosh Hashanah seems to be very different than one's gisha to a personal trial. Our gisha to Rosh Hashanah is understanding what this mishpat is about. What is the ma'ir of the mishpat? Not just the timing, but what is it about? Hayom haras olam, the Rabbanei Shlalom, the Bairi olam, is being yoshev b'mishpat on the beginning of the new year. Kadosh Baruch Hu is essentially making a judgment. The judgment is going forward, the tachlis habriyah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bayri the olam, he was bayri adam harishayim, there was a purpose in the bria, and that purpose continues. Otherwise, there would be no bria. The purpose of the bria is to recognize the Ribbono Shel Olam, recognize Malchusai. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Yoshev B'Mishpat on Rosh Hashanah is a me'ein of the Ribbono Shel Olam's Ratzon in the Sheishes He made Reishes. He made Adam Harishon. Adam Harishon had a mission we can't fully comprehend, the Avodah of Adam Harishon, but ultimately his Avodah was, he's the Tachlis Habriya, the Hakaras Hashem, and he would bring the world to its fulfillment. That's the judgment on Rosh Hashanah. That going forward every year, the Ribbono Shel Olam is making a judgment, how will the Tachlis Habriya be carried out this year? So the judgment really is in the Malchus of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's what we speak about constantly on Rosh Hashanah in our davening. We speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus. And Malchus by the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't just simply mean that he can do whatever he wants. The Malchus of the Ribbono Shel Olam means that he created a world for the purpose of making it possible for a Nivra to be Makir Hashem, for humans to be Zeicha to Olam Haba. And the Tachlis Habriya is the recognition of the Malchus of Hashem. And that's what we constantly talk about on Rosh Hashanah in the davening. We speak about the Reimimus of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The davening is full of piyutim, of Divrei Shevach, of the Ribbono Shel Olam's Reimimus, things that we can't even comprehend. So it's not a question of what he can do to us. It's purely of the Malchus of the Ribbono Shel Olam, as the Ribbono Shel Olam is, in a sense, renewing the Bria on Rosh Hashanah. Our focus is the focus of the Tachlis HaBria. Within the Tachlis HaBria, the Ribbono Shel Olam is being Yoshev B'Mishpat. The Mishpat is not incidental. The Mishpat on Rosh Hashanah is not simply the timing of when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does a review on past performance, a review on every single person, but the Ribbono Shel Olam is be'emes being yoyshev b'mishpat on the future of the world. He's being yoyshev b'mishpat on the role of every single person in this Bria. The tachlis of the Bria is the recognition of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And ultimately, that's the mishpat. The mishpat is the role of every individual person in this broader picture of the malchus of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Klal Yisrael has a unique role in the Bria, where the Am HaNivchar, the Am Segula, where the Am, that's the Memala Makim of Adam Harishain, the ones that are Makir, the Ribbono Shel Olam. Our role in the Bria is the Adam that's Makir, the Ribbono Shel Olam. Every individual member of Klal Yisrael has that zchus to be from the Am that's Makir, the Ribbono Shel Olam. When we daven on Rosh Hashanah about the Malchus of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that is what we are speaking about. We are speaking about this awareness that the Tachlis HaBriya is the recognition of the Ribbono Shel Olam's Malchus. We are what we would call being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, proclaiming Him Melech. And that's our greatest schus. Our schus of existence is in order to be Makir, the Malchus of the Ribbono Shel Olam, to be Mefarsim, the Malchus of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Our Mitzias should be the Pirsum, what we would call the Kiddush Shem Shamayim. That's our, should be our existence. Klal Yisrael to the Ummah Sa'olam. We are the Dugma of the Adam, that's Makir Hashem. And that's Klal Yisrael's special schus. As Yechidim, we daven on Rosh Hashanah about the Malchus of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that it should be Niskala, that it should be recognized, because we recognize that the purpose of the Bria is that there should be recognition of the Ribbono Shel Olam. We as individuals, we daven for ourselves. Chazal were mavliya into our Nusach HaTfilah, where we have requests, Kosveinu, Zachreinu. These are not incidental. It's not just putting something in Bein HaShurais, between the lines. But what we're requesting is, we would like to be part of this Malchus. We would like to be part of the Malchus that recognizes the Ribbono Shel Olam. We would like this Schus to continue in this Avodah, to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam in being marbe the kavod of his malchus. When a person has many tzrachim, and the person has his itemized list of the different things that he needs, and the person will list them in order of importance. So, of course, a person's life is the most important, and then the list will continue down to the smallest detail. There is no detail that goes unnoticed by the Ribbono Shel Olam, and everything is included in the mishpat of every individual person in Rosh Hashanah. However, from the perspective of the person, how does the person think about this itemized list? The more secure a person feels about the dvarim, chamurim, the things that are more serious, then he can become preoccupied with things that are lower on that list. The more the person recognizes and understands that the entire list is being judged, it should be very difficult for the person to be focused on things that are lower on the list, because he's not muhsik in anything. Everything is being judged. It's a comprehensive judgment, complete. Nothing is left out, but everything is included. So from the person's perspective, the person thinks to himself, the Rabbanu Shalom is making a judgment on every individual, on every single aspect of his life, to become preoccupied with details, I think is to somewhat, some degree, a distraction from the person's grasp of what really the judgment is. The judgment of Rosh Hashanah is something that's frightening because it's all-encompassing. The judgment of Rosh Hashanah from our perspective is very different than a person who enters the courtroom. A person enters the courtroom, his thoughts are, do I have any way of excusing myself? Do I have a defense? Do I have some legal loopholes? Do I have some way of having connections? There are no secrets by the Rabbanu Shel Olam. We're not walking in with any defense argument. We're not coming to defend anything. We're coming to ask the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Our ratzon is to be part of his malchus. And that is our biggest chus. It's pashit that for someone to say to the melech, I would like to be part of your malchus, it's understood that to be a chelik of the malchus of the melech, that in my mind, my focus has to be on being marbe the kavod of the melech, on the recognition of the malchus. I have to live my life in a way that it reflects the malchus of the melech. So to make a bakasha, to be part of the malchus of the melech without the sincere commitment to follow what is the kavod hamalchus, is a litzanus, it's a bizayon. So as much as the person does not walk in thinking to himself, I'm perfect, there's nothing that needs improvement, I'm not coming to excuse myself, but what is our bakasha? Our bakasha is we want the schus to be part of the malchus of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. We are not walking in thinking to ourselves, I am on trial. Everybody has his own hearing, which is the truth that everyone has his own hearing. But I'm part of this broader mishpat of the malchus of the Rabbanu Shel Olam in this bria. And my biggest chus is to be a member of Klal Yisrael that's Oyved Hashem, to be Marbe Kvoida. So as much as there's a judgment on every individual person based, we'll call it, on past performance and projection of the future, but the Rabbanu Shlom's Oyfen of the judgment and the projection, we don't know the Oyfani HaMishpat, but we know that Ratzon Hashem is that there should be a Bria, there should be a Klal Yisrael, there should be recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus in the Bria. That's Ritzonai. What we want as individuals is to be members of the Ummah of Klal Yisrael that has the Schus to be Isaac in the covet of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. When Klal Yisrael looks at Rosh Hashanah, it's very different than a person would look at any type of a investigation or trial. Any type of investigation or audit he would look to run away from, hope that it goes away, perhaps I could avoid it. We blow the shofar, we're teikeya, that's the haskala of the din. We're not looking to run away because we understand that the mishpat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the melech yoshev b'mishpat. He's acting as the melech when he's yoshev b'mishpat. We're not looking to run away from this shofet. This is kvod malchusa. So it seems almost ironic that here you have, we'll call it the defendant, who's the one that's roitze in the mishpat. because that's ultimately kvaidai, that's the kvaid hamalchus, and that's part of Klal Yisrael's chus. And that's the reason why our hanhaga on Rosh Hashanah, as much as it seems unusual that we have a yontif, a hanhagas yontif on a yom hamishpat, Klal Yisrael as an ummah has a level of bitachin as an ummah, as individuals. Everybody doesn't know what the mishpat will be, but we know that Ratzon Hashem, the Ratzon of the Melech is, he wants this ummah. The Ratzon is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that every member of Klal Yisrael should be judged l'tayv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not looking to punish for the sake of punishment. Everything is in order to be mar b'kvod shamayim. So we can prava a yontif, because it's the yontif of the coronation of the Rabbanu Shlom Kiviyochol, we're proclaiming his malchus. And the mishpat is part and parcel of this expression of his malchus. And we are the ones being judged together with the rest of the world. And we are mispalel that in the schus of this recognition and in the schus of our sincere rotzen to be the Am that's mefarsim kvoit shemayim, that we should all be nichtav l'tayv. Nobody is looking to escape from whatever needs improvement. No one's looking to escape from whatever he needs to be mesaken. That's his personal avoda. And there's a chelik of the chesed of the Ribbono Shel Olam with the Aseres Yemei Tshuva and the Koyach HaTshuva. That's the chesed of the Ribbono Shel Olam in order to bring about the possibility of more people being nichtav l'tayv. But again, our schus is not to isolate ourselves, everyone thinking about his din Torah. Our schus is to see ourselves as part of the tzibur that's mekadesh shem shamayim, the tzibur that's mekabel malchusai, that's the greatest schus for the yochid. Kadosh Baruch Hu should bench us all with the ksivach simataiva. We should have the ability to have the recognition and awareness within Klal Yisrael. There's a broad spectrum. There are those who have a very limited understanding, but there are those who have a much deeper understanding and appreciation, not only of the Oimek Hadin, but the Oimek of the Avoda of the Ribbono Shel Olam. He rotzen in that schus, the fact that such an Olam comes together to be nischazik before the Yom Hadin is a tremendous Kiddush Hashem in itself, a tremendous schus for everyone. Yehi Ratzon, we should be zeicha to ksivach asimataiva. Amen.